More than 200 parents with their toddlers marched on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Their purpose was to raise awareness about babies.
So right now, everyone's just walking around the Capitol and have all of our signs and strollers.
Becky Klinkenbeard traveled from St. George, Utah, to Washington, D.C., to march at the Capitol with her husband and 10-month-old son, Jackson.
It's a nice, peaceful walk. We have some people saying, babies, babies, but...
She and her husband both work full-time jobs, but they don't make enough money to afford childcare. Since Klinkenbeard works at a daycare center, she takes her son with her to work. But not all families can afford that luxury, she says, and she wants federal lawmakers to remember toddlers when making decisions on issues like childcare funding and paid work leave.
And, you know, these kids are our future. These are our future doctors, our future surgeons, our future celebrities.
The national nonprofit organization 0-3 planned the Strolling Thunder March, and organizers selected families from every state in the nation to meet with Congress members.
This was really, really designed to help elevate into the public debate the needs of babies and toddlers and their families, and how policymakers could really respond to those very real needs.
0-3 Executive Director Matthew Melmed says the march isn't to advocate specific legislation.
This really was about saying that Congress needs to be thinking about babies in anything that they do and the implications for their decision-making with regards to that.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Stilson.